Oh, yeah, it's a Friday. And that means that you do have a mission, should you choose to accept it. Yesterday, when I was in my car, I ended up next to a trucker. And he had weaved just a little bit, which is why I was keeping an eye on him. You know, you notice the other people on the road, or I hope you do, because I want you guys to stay safe. And I had these thoughts in my head. I was like, oh no, is this person on something? Are they doing something? And I get next to him, and I look over and I see him rub the back of his neck. And I thought, this guy's so tired. And you want people to stay safe, but that's not really what this is about. It's about having a moment for seeing somebody else as a human and thinking for a moment about what their life must be like. It was just that one little gesture, watching him rub his neck, and it got me to thinking about that whole lifestyle and about how tough it might be. Now, I did go on my way because I might have been really tired and I tried to get out of the way. But when you see somebody's subtle expressions or body language, you find yourself noticing more the world around you. It teaches you empathy. It teaches you emotional intelligence. It connects you with the world around you and reminds you that other people aren't just background characters. And so if you see that this way, I want you to do that. I want you to be a creeper like I am. And I want you to look around and notice people, because if you see people having a disagreement, you might think about, you know, the conflict resolution. You might think about how you handle disagreements, maybe with your significant other, or you see somebody nervously doing. So I saw a girl, I couldn't tell what she was doing. I was just observing yesterday. I spent a lot of time driving around, running errands and stuff. And she was wildly gesturing. She had somebody she had her phone mounted on her dash, and somebody was talking to her, and she was sitting at a red light and she was going on it. She was venting. And it was just one of those connections. And I find those to be so important, because they do remind us how, you know, we mentioned yesterday about how somebody, it was not in our minute of motivation, but how somebody might forget to invite you to a party. It's because you're not the center of their universe. Yeah. They're just thinking about themselves. Yeah. It's so funny when you start to look at the other people around you as people and you think about what they're going through, and you might find yourself a little more grounded because of that. You might find yourself a little bit more connected. Every person you meet can be a mirror or a teacher or a window that can reflect who you are or reveal what you can learn, or showing you a world beyond your own. So I hope you are a little observant this weekend. See if that teaches you something. See if it connects you somehow. I'm certain you're going to see something that is going to change your perspective on people.
I kind of was thinking yesterday, I was, stuck in traffic, 72, 5 o'clock. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the person beside me was jamming out, just dancing and singing. The person behind me, the female was driving, the male was on the passenger side, and she was letting him have it. Letting him have it.
Yeah.
I thought, gosh, I hope that they're safe, and I hope they can work things out, because he was looking out the other side. He's like, I ain't having any of this. And that finger was just a-going, so.
Man.
Woo! Different between two cars.
Me looking out the window longingly is my favorite. I'm fine. I'm just staring out the window.